Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is Contemplation with Christoph number 38, and I'm very excited that you're here. I'm full of gratitude that you're giving me some of your time today. As I said, this is the contemplation. This is where it's just me. And then the conversations are the interviews where I speak with a guest. So everything in these podcast episodes are directed towards finding, doing a career that you love. And I'm just going to chip away at people from all over the world, all different backgrounds, to show you real life examples of people going out there and pursuing what they want. They came from all different backgrounds, like I said, all over the world, and they're going out there and they're making it happen. They have military backgrounds, they don't have military backgrounds, and they're going out there and they're doing what they love. They are doing what they love. And all my life, I was told that you just got to go out there and you got to find a job and you got to do something that pays the bills and you can't risk it too much and all these things that I just completely disagreed with. And then as I got older, I realized that I can do those things and it's really just up to me. And I heard people all through my life complaining as well that they couldn't do what they wanted to do, or they didn't think they had the options, or they thought they had a family that tied them back, or they thought they had this or that, a mortgage, rent, all these excuses of why they couldn't do what they wanted to do. So it's my mission to go out there and interview people that are going out there and doing it with backgrounds and drug addiction, people that have families, all these things that people were using as excuses. Here are other people going out there and doing it. I want to encourage you, and really just want to show you that you can leave your undesired job behind to pursue a career that you love. And we want to make sure that we give back to others along the way. And we set our goals way too low, and typically we sell ourselves short. You can find this episode and all other episodes at christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at christophlewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And you can find that on christophlewis.com/book challenge. I'm reading one book a week. I was a self-diagnosed bad reader. And one day I said no more. And now I'm reading one book a week. And it's pretty much that easy. I'm making the time to do it. Last week I read The Automatic Millionaire Homeowner by David Bach. And this week I'm reading The One Thing by Gary Keller. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 81 with J.F. Benoit. He's the author of the book I read the other week called Addicted to the Monkey Mind. It is one of the books that I've read that has helped me break a mental plateau with emotions, dealing with why am I the way I am? And then based on how I was raised, how I grew up, and interactions I had as a child growing up all the way till now, and understanding that I can make a change if there is something there that's holding me back. So it's really interesting. I don't want to really divulge more, but that's Addicted to the Monkey Mind. And again, you can find that on christophlewis.com/book challenge. If you want your own copy, I highly recommend that one. So today I'm going to speak with you about jumping ship. So let's get into it. So as I said, I like to focus on careers, although if you've listened to more than one episode, we talk about pretty much anything that encompasses the mindset behind doing and pursuing what you love and keeping a healthy, balanced lifestyle, mentally speaking. And a lot of times, it's my firm belief that you're not going to be able to obtain what you want career-wise if you don't have your mind in the right order. So for the longest time, I thought you had to have a clean break from one career to another. I was doing a career and I was like, wow, I'm going to have to stop everything and start everything into another job. Or I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur and I can't claim to be an entrepreneur yet, in my opinion. But I always thought that you had to go from a day job, quit your day job, and then just boom, I wake up one day, I don't work for anybody, no money's coming in, and I have to figure out everything to pay my bills and to feed myself and my family. And that's not at all what you have to do. Again, I'm not an entrepreneur. I can't claim that right now. But what I can tell you is that I've been doing the podcast for a year and a half now, and I'm actually slowly building up a business on the side, and I still work a day job. So what I want you to know is that you can ease out of one into the other. Many guests have said this. Most recently, Ryan Williams said that he was still a Navy SEAL for 5, 6 years maybe even, and he was working on his company in the background, and only recently, a couple years ago, was he able to stop and retire from the military service. So there are so many examples out there just within this podcast alone, and I have slowly realized that I don't need to do that myself. So I just want, this episode is literally the main point that I want to drive home, is that regardless of if you want to go from career A to career B, and if career B's entrepreneurship, or career B is another job or another career, you don't have to like just boom, stop one and boom, stop the other. Now you may say, well, I can't work two jobs at once. Even if it's career to career, like I'll give you my example, since I give you myself as an example all the time, even with guests, as you've heard. And what happens is that I got out of the military in 2018, August, and you can go back all the way to the end of 2015, and I already had started preparation for my military transition. So you can use my example in your life for anything. Like, you realize that you want to not work at a job, I wouldn't recommend just waking up, quitting your job, and then going and doing something else. Like, you can start early. You can start a few years early or a few months early. You don't have to be as drastic as I was, but I knew the job that I wanted, so I started. It's in IT, right? You guys know that. So I started studying certifications. I started studying the computer languages, you know, Linux, Java, all these things that go along with what I needed to do my job better. And I started that early. So this is how you don't just jump ship. You're just starting early. You're figuring out what you need to do. As I always say, you need to do your due diligence on that job. And another benefit from figuring out this stuff early is that maybe you actually figure out that you don't like that job. And I think that's really important, because like these career changes can feel like a rebirth, but jumping ship is not always the right answer. So you have to do your due diligence, because sometimes if you jump ship, maybe you hate that job. It's like this dream that you've always had, and then here's a good idea. I was talking to somebody about this. Like, you have this celebrity that you always want to meet. They seem awesome, and then you meet them and they're an idiot and you can't stand their voice. It's like too high pitched, and you're like, this person stands for everything that I don't think they stand for. And you're like, this is crazy. I've liked this person my whole life. Silly example, but do you know what I'm saying? Like, you could have a career that you've always wanted to do. I always wanted to do X. And then you finally do that career and you've burnt your bridges all behind you, and you jump into this new career and it turns out that it sucks and it doesn't excite you, or you just don't really enjoy it. You don't like the hours or whatever. So you don't always have to jump ship. So if you're an old school podcast listener, if you've been listening to me for a long time, you've definitely heard me say, like, don't have a plan B. So in my opinion, that's different from not jumping ship. This is what I'm saying right now. So here is me as an example again. I started studying about 2 years before. So now I'm figuring out, like, if I like studying for this job. I'm figuring out many things. I'm doing more research on it. And I didn't study for any other job. So then as I was doing my due diligence, I was studying more. I was like, yeah, I'm going to like this job. I like everything that I'm researching about it. I like other people that work there. So I have a good feeling that I'll like the work environment, because I know people that already work there. So that's a good tangent. Like, if you know anybody that works there, ask them, like, no shit, how it is. And I didn't have a plan B. I didn't literally not apply to a second job. I just had one plan and I stuck to that. But like I said, I eased out of military career and I eased into the civilian sector. So again, this one only has like one main point, and that's don't jump ship. Don't think you have to have a clean break from one career to another. Ease out of one, you can ease into the other, and you can use that like transitional easing period to figure out if you really like that job or not, because we don't want to wind up in a job that we absolutely hate, and then maybe you burn your bridges and you can go do what you were doing before. I hope that helps. I just want to highlight that point. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis, or you can contact me on the website and email me there. So I hope you enjoy this episode. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. You can head over to iTunes and rate 5 stars if you enjoy it, and tell me what you like. If you don't enjoy what you hear, please contact me on the website and I'd love to talk to you about it, so that I can fix what's broken, or I can fix what's wrong, or maybe you don't agree with something and we can talk it out on the side. Thank you for listening, but please don't only listen. You have to apply what's in these episodes. So if you're going out there, you want a career transition, you think you need a clean break, now's the time to start doing your due diligence and ease out of one and ease into the other and set yourself up for success. I hope you guys have the best day ever. What?